Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
From the 214, I get this. I know it's not Forgiveness Friday, but I would like to ask for forgiveness. I added Jacob DeGrom to my Ultimate Rangers team lineup on this mobile game. Well, then I guess we should probably go ahead and just play cut number two, because Corey asked Boach about the inordinate number of home runs that DeGrom had given up, second most in his career, and we saw some of that last night.
Here's the 2-1. And that pitch hit high and deep to left. It's out of here. Wow. What a shot. Over the Crawford boxes goes Jose Altuve with his 26th.
Can you cut that off? Because that's making me sad. But seriously, can you play that first like 5 seconds again? And just like there's no doubt.
Here's the 2-1. And that pitch hit high and deep to left. It's out of here. Wow.
It was a no doubter. The Rangers lose. They get swept. I understand that mathematically the Rangers are still in it, but we went into this and I feel like I have to be consistent. This doesn't mean that I stop loving the Rangers and I'll stop watching and listening to the games right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I will hope. But we said the Rangers need to win this series. Not only did they not win the series, they got swept. And I go back to Boston also winning yesterday to really create an overwhelming gap in both the divisional race and the wild card race. And I hate to say this so much, I think last night was the last stand for the Texas Rangers.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate you having, you know, being stronger for, you know, approximately 1 month than I was, because I saw and I was like, all right, now do I think this is weird, because you said you hope.
Right.
But it sounds like you've given up hope. And so I'm confused.
I've not given up hope.
You've just given up.
See, there's two parts of my personality. I know I like to talk about math, but there's also once in a while other parts, and I'm like, shut up, math. It could still happen. And so that's where I'm at right now. Shut up, math.
Yeah, because
it could still happen.
Now you're in like potential miracle. And you actually do need a miracle here. I don't know if the Rangers have control of their own destiny right here. In the next 9 games, do they actually have control of their own destiny?
No, they do not.
I think there's too many other things that are involved for them to have control of that. And that's the worst place to be in. Because if you have control, then you can blame yourself for things. And the Rangers can go back and blame themselves for a lot of things this year. But if you have control, you can blame yourself and give yourself the credit. If you don't, then you're just kind of sitting there going, man, we're hoping that somebody else, and then you're blaming somebody else for not winning.
Yeah.
And that's not the good place.
Exactly. And to control your own destiny, you would need to be in a situation where if you went 9-0, you were guaranteed to make
the
playoffs.
That's not the way it is.
Exactly. That is not the case whatsoever, whether that's because Cleveland has now creeped ahead of you or the gap that's been created with Houston and even Seattle. And I know they play each other, and I'm not ignoring these other teams' schedules, but you cannot, no matter how you slice it, say that the Texas Rangers control their own destiny. And unfortunately, I mean, you would have to probably at this point. We said 87, so you'd need to go 8-1. But even at this point, when you look at, you're 4.5 behind in the wild card. So even 8-1, I don't think would cut it. You would need to go 9-0 and hope that multiple teams play sub 500 baseball. Now, Is that possible mathematically? Absolutely, it is. I'm just from a logic standpoint, I just don't think that it's going to happen.
I'm right there with you. And Alec, are you still holding on for hope? Are you giving it one more series? Are you giving it till the last second here?
I can't hold on at this point. I mean, I'm one of those people. I got to stand on business too. I joined you in waving the white flag like 2 or 3 weeks ago. That's so right. I kind of have to own that. So even through all the excitement of the last like week, I was still like, well, I kind of said one thing. I gotta just kind of eat this.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'm back to white flag status.
Okay. So man, it stinks that our show, who loves the Rangers probably more than anybody in the world.
Yeah.
There's no radio show in DFW that loves the Rangers as much as us. And we've all gotten to this point. However, all right. However, Kevin, one of the ways that you would like think, man, I can get this back is all my stars come back. You know, Marcus says, hey, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's 9 games left. Let me fight through this. Corey says, hey, this appendectomy, I'll rip my abdomen in half to go back and try and get a World Series. Nate Evaldi says, I'll throw my shoulder off my body in order to get us back to this thing, guys. 9 games, let's win 9 in a row. I'm here for it, all right? That's one way that you would hope that it would happen. And quite honestly, last night, I know Adolis at the plate wasn't it.
Right.
Adolis in the outfield was freaking spectacular. And that was so much fun to see. Even though, you know, he knows his body, he probably shouldn't have been doing that, but he was out there giving it his all. So, Kevin, there is still a way. There is still a way for it to happen.
Yes.
The dream is
yes.
All those guys come back and they relive those glory days of 2023. That's the one dream. But, Kevin, there's got to be another path. Can these young players, this group of Rowdy Tellez also, can they all bring this thing back to life for 9 more games?
And see, and that's the thing that's a little bit complicated about this entire season, right? Because while we've all lamented some of the offensive struggles of somebody like Adolis Garcia, you just brought it up. Adolis Garcia defensively has had a significantly better year than he did last year, and he's played a lot closer to 2023. But then when we talked with Boach yesterday, he's right. You can look at the first 2 games of this series and be like, man, your defense really let you down. And this is a Texas Rangers team that defensively has been really, really good this year. So to see that falter at the point that you absolutely needed it the most, that is discouraging. I hear you about the Little Rascals and Rowdy Tellez, and I hope that is the case. And now my focus will turn to, and unfortunately you have to look at the other teams as well, but your focus turns to, hey, sweep the Marlins. And in between, hope.
Especially on Sunday, knock those Marlins down.
Yes,
agreed. I would love to see on Sunday specifically, the Marlins get their butt stomped.
Absolutely. I would love to see that. In the meantime, I would love to see the Yankees get wiped out by the Orioles, the Red Sox get wiped out by the Rays. I would love to see the Mariners get swept by the Astros. And I know that's counterintuitive, but unfortunately, because you got swept by the Astros, you have to turn into somebody who doesn't root for the Astros, never, but has to look at the scoreboard and say, I would accept if they came out on top in these three games, because that would better your shot at the playoffs. So if you need other series to watch this weekend to hold on to your hope, Mariners, Astros, Red Sox, Rays, Yankees, Orioles, probably the Guardians and Twins as well, though I know at least with the Guardians, you end with a three-game series against them. So, yeah, I'm going to hope that Tyler Mahle's back and he can rock and roll and we can squash the Marlins, but it's tough, man.
The good thing is, Kevin, you've never lost five in a row this month. So, like that's a positive.
I mean, you hadn't lost three in a row this month either, well, let alone four.
And here we are. So, what do you do now? Do you just turn around and fold up, or, you know, all right, it's time to go home? Or do you get out there and fight your asses off so that you can get back into the playoffs? That's what you do, ladies and gentlemen. You go fight. Hey, by the way, from the 6-2.
Okay, but hold on. No, hold on. Does that mean we weren't fighting against the Astros? That feels like the epitome of when you needed to fight.
Well, this is when you're down the most, though, Kevin. Like, okay. Now you've been swept by the Astros.
Okay.
So now you're in the gutter.
I got you. You woke up.
You're hungover. You're like, what happened last night? You're trying to figure things out, and you're like, there's only one option left. I got to resist everything that's in front of me and just go. And say, Miami, taking you down, all right? Godfather or be damned. You say Minnesota, who knows what goes on there? And then you say Cleveland. We saw that movie. It was actually, I was going to say stupid, but it was an awesome movie, Major League. By the way, did you know Coach Brown said that when he was on the phone getting recruited to be the coach, he was like, hold on, I got to talk to this guy about some white wall tires.
Yeah.
Did you see that Wesley Snipes' character pulls up to the complex with white wall tires on his car?
I did not.
I wonder if that was the case. From the 682, find out I can drive on more days than just July 4th, and now we might have Are You Better back. Oh my gosh, this is going to be a great week.
And then somebody said, put the fries in the bag, bro.
Put the fries in the bag.
No. You know what, Alec? I listened to this show. I'll say it's not over for the Rangers, but for them to get in the playoffs, it's going to be a long putt.
It's a long putt.
That's what we learned from Stephen Jones. That's what I'm going to go to. Seriously, I know we were...
And Jordan Spieth, a damn good long putter.
That is true.
So let's call him up.
Who's that player on our team right now? So... I will just say this series, and I know we're trying to have fun as to not be overly sad. This series was so disappointing. Essentially, you have solidified the Astros playoff spot, potentially as the divisional winner, and overwhelmingly likely killed your own playoff hopes all in the same time by getting swept by the Astros. And I know it was defense multiple times last night. Jacob DeGrom, he had the shot. He didn't do his job last night. He would be the first one to tell you that. And then the offense didn't give him much to work with either. It is a crushing three-game series we just experienced.
Or, Kevin, you just ensured that three AL West teams are going to be in the playoffs.
I will accept that at this point. Absolutely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.